toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark,
inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there, and if you want to contribute to the site, you can vote on some of the items that you see there, vote up, vote down, whatever you like, dislike, and the most liked items make it to the front page and the top. You can also submit an item of your own. Maybe it's something interesting or useful, funny, whatever. You submit it to the site, and then others vote on it. And again, it's like it's an aggregator for the things that our listeners find interesting. So see for yourself over at freetalklive.com. And it's completely free. We're going to continue here with you and your thoughts. But to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, the story is out of Illinois where a couple has they're facing some so-called indecency charges, public indecency, for being naked in their car as they went through a McDonald's drive-thru. The police were called, and they were still in the parking lot when the police arrived. They were putting their clothes back on at that time, and they thought it was fun what they were doing, and it probably was. And I don't really see what the harm was in what they did at all. And my question out to the universe was, what's the big deal with this nudity? I mean, why is it that some people are so concerned the children might see?
Not at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's just not applicable in a certain circumstance.
It's not likely the children will be out at 2 o'clock in the morning. But all that said, even if it were 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I still don't have an issue with this. I think that people need to get over their whatever issues they have with people being naked. But I really would like to hear why. Like, why are you afraid to explain to your child, oh, well, that's what people look like with their clothes off? What else do you need to say?
Like, they don't know that.
There's nothing wrong.
They might say, "Mommy, why is that person naked here?" I'm like, I guess that's how they felt like
they
going
wanted
out of
to
house.
Be naked today. Oh, Mommy, can I be naked? Right? That's like what they're worried about is that their children want to take their own clothes off. Is that the idea?
I don't think people have as big a problem with children running around naked as they do. Nearly as big a problem.
Past a certain age, they certainly do.
Yes, but at that age, they won't be asking that question necessarily.
That doesn't mean they might not see someone else being naked and want to emulate that. Well, why can't I take my clothes off, Mom? Well, because I said so. You know, I don't know. It's just it's really bizarre to me. Let's go to you and your thoughts. At Creighton is on the line listening in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Creighton.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling in to address this particular topic.
Great. So go ahead.
I was thinking you guys are missing something obvious in their conversation.
Okay.
And that is that this news item is news because it actually happened. But if you think about it, it's surprising that people don't get arrested for this more often.
What do you mean?
These bright people were not the first people to ever think of this.
No,
this happens enough. This happens enough that most restaurant chains with drive-thrus that stay open really late, you know, as in past midnight, generally have to train those late-night drive-thru operators to expect this every now and again.
Have you worked a drive-thru before?
I have.
And so you've seen this?
I have.
Okay.
But
were you instructed, by the way, point of clarification, were you instructed to call the police if you saw something like this?
No.
Or you just let it go by? Just, you're okay with it?
Well, I wasn't instructed to do anything.
Gotcha.
But they, in my experience, they don't put you, if they think that you would be offended and cause a problem, they're not going to put you on that schedule unless they absolutely have to. What I mean is you think about it, if you've ever been to a drive-thru at 2 in the morning, you never see a teenage girl there.
Okay.
And this
I haven't thought about it, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, you mean working at the time?
At the drive-thru.
Right, because the vantage point lets you see into the car. It's the same thing with truck drivers. It used to be like back in the 70s and early 80s, you know, you listen to the CB radio, I'm sure you guys are much too young for that. But they have a vantage point where they can see down into traffic, and it's a fairly common, not daily, but fairly common thing if you listen to the scanner, and you hear some truck drivers, hey, the woman in the black BMW, such and such license plate, is nude, you know, and then they'd be talking about her all the way down to wherever she's going.
Yeah.
They follow her.
It's interesting.
It's not the scanner, it's a CB radio, but anyway, go ahead.
This is amazingly common. These shining stars didn't think of this the first time. This is not the first time they thought
of it. Sure, and what you're saying is that woman would have not been nude completely, right? Like, she would have been nude from the waist down. Is that the idea?
Yes, sometimes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But as far as this particular event, I can tell you what happened, why the restaurant called the police on them after they went through the drive-thru. They called the police on them because they went through the drive-thru, got their food, and parked in their parking lot. The implication, of course, is this one naked man and one naked woman getting food in the middle of the night in a car, and they're parking in your parking lot. The restaurant manager was concerned that they were having sex on their property.
That makes sense. I think that's a sensible explanation for what happened. And, you know, there's certain things you don't want done on your property. In fact, it's funny. It just so happens we're talking about McDonald's two nights in a row on this show. We happened to talk about them last night as well. And in that case, it was an issue of McDonald's maybe kicking bums off of their property by removing the dollar menu in San Francisco.
I thought that was Wednesday night.
Whatever. I lose track. But anyway,
My point is that despite the image that this is a uptight Protestant country, most people are not really that uptight. I think this displays it because I want to relate it to the whole gun concealed carry thing. You don't know who's carrying concealed unless they show it. And for this reason, a lot of gun hating, the gun grabber types don't believe that there's that many guns in the world. I mean, in the United States, they don't understand that they're surrounded by them.
Right, and it's a shock
already
to their system when they see someone open carry.
There's a gun for every human being in the United States, and
I thought there was like three guns for every human or something.
I'd have to check it. I believe there's one for every person.
Really, it's only 300 million. For whatever reason, I thought it was more than that. But you make some great points tonight.
Well,
I think we're talking about registered ones. There's slightly fewer registered ones than there are people, and I'm just assuming that there's some unregistered ones to fill in the gaps.
I don't know if I've ever had a registered firearm in my life. Oh, there you go. Anything about that. I certainly never filled out any paperwork to get any firearms I've ever owned.
Well, it's really difficult to count the unregistered guns, Ian. I'm sorry, I don't have those numbers for you.
Thank you for the call, Creighton. I appreciate hearing from you.
The FBI estimates over 200 million privately owned firearms in the U.S.
There you go. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, you know, that makes sense. It's your business. It's your property. If you don't want somebody in their car in a way that you feel is inappropriate, then that's fine. Although I don't know if I agree with Creighton in his assessment that most people aren't uppity about issues like this in America. I don't know how many people are, but it doesn't matter because even if it's Creighton's right and it's like 10% of Americans that it would have a problem with somebody being nude in public, and I think it's much higher than that. But even if it was just 10%, all that 10% needs to do is pick up the phone, call the police, and the police will come and enforce
those
people. So even if it is a minority of folks, they have a disproportionate level of control over the others simply by virtue of the fact that they can call the men with guns onto the person who's nude or doing something that that they find personally offensive.
That's correct.
So ultimately, it doesn't matter how many people believe this particular viewpoint. It simply matters that there are men with guns out there who are willing to do their beck and call. To do their bidding.
It's a little confederacy of dunces.
Exactly.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. Let's talk to Dean, listening in North Carolina. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, Dean. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the current issue you guys are talking about with the couple that was arrested for indecent exposure.
Yes, sir.
To the drive-thru. I have two theories to your question about what's the big deal about being naked or whatnot. One of them has to do with, the reason why I think it's such a big deal partially is because we're closed all the time. So we're conditioned as human beings, especially visually, not to see.
Dean, I want to dig into this with you here in a moment. Stick with us. We'll bring it back. Talk more about his two explanations for why people have a problem, some of them, with other humans being naked in public. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com here tonight. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can, of course, join us via the phones, 855-450-4. 3733.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live any length of time, you've heard about bitcoins. If you don't know what bitcoins are, you should go to weusecoins.org and find out about the new internet cash that is bitcoins. For some people, getting them up to this point has been somewhat tricky. The easiest way, and I do mean the one of the easiest ways out there, I've used the service, and it was fast and easy for me, and also safe, I'm assured, is Crypto Exchange. They even have a complete bullion store there where you can buy gold and silver privately, Crypto Exchange. They have 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site and click on the live support link at the top. You can get to their site through the banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. The banner's there for Crypto Exchange. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's continue with Dean in North Carolina. Dean, who has a couple of suggestions as to why some people are just so upset when somebody gets naked in public. And, Dean, are you there with us?
I'm still here.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
First thought is, I think, like I was trying to say before the break, is that we don't usually walk around naked. We're clothed for a very good majority of the day and most of our life.
Yeah, and there's a good reason for it. I mean, you don't want to get your junk caught on a tree branch or
caught in a the car door,
or get a sunburn, or it could be cold out there.
Explains the first.
Yeah. so I think we're visually conditioned to obviously not expect to see our private parts or whatever you want to call them.
Okay, so it's unusual. It could be a surprise for people.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also not visually expecting to see someone with a blue mohawk, and if I see that, it's no big deal. And if I see somebody walking down the street naked, I don't get upset about it. So why would that upset somebody?
Sometimes people are upset by people with blue mohawks. I mean, being a punk rocker in high school, I can tell you that I certainly had plenty of trouble just by the things I was wearing.
Oh, I get you. And I think those people have an issue as well with being accepting and tolerant towards others. Anyway, go ahead, Dean.
Hi. Reason number two is probably a little bit more major. It seems to be in society today that a lot of things having to be being dealt with sexuality are being taught that it's a bad thing, as opposed to, like, a lot of times when you deal with sexuality, like if you think of a lot of certain professions that are very sexually involved, like let's go with the oldest profession in the world, prostitution, or even just your basic stripper. Both of them are very sexual-esque jobs. But
sure,
when you find out somebody that you know or you find somebody else, find somebody that is stripping, a lot of times, unless you're a very tolerant individual like you and I or whatnot, it's not going to be a very positive response. It's very negative. I mean, last time I checked, adult film stars and strippers weren't very popular when it comes to breaking the news to the people that they love that they're in that profession.
Right. Sure. Yeah, I mean, the people, and that's for their various reasons behind that. I mean, some people believe they're being exploited or that it's wrong for them to, to use their beauty in those certain ways to make money. Or, they're worried, for instance, they might be associated with criminals as a result of certain businesses like that.
The skill set behind doing those professions isn't isn't respected very well either. People say, oh, well, anybody can do that.
And it's also, maybe that's what they say, Mark, but I think some of them are also jealous. Like a lot of people that are angry about people being in stripping and porn and things like that, they're jealous.
I agree.
I will have to say, I'll have to agree with Ian on that it definitely takes a very confident individual to perform in those industries. And I think a lot of people that not only work in those industries, but a lot of people that support and maybe buy material from those industries, or buy services from those industries, need to kind of almost, I like to say, man up and say, yeah, I like that stuff, or yeah, I buy a particular product, even if it may not be socially popular in their household or whatnot, because if it's taking place, it's a much better way to be confident with it. As long as you're not breaking the law or anything, which most of the time is not. But it's better to be confident in something that you're involved in than be nervous with what society thinks about. Even though we do live in a very, I'm trying to think of the word, when it comes to society and judgmental society, I guess.
Puritan. I think a lot of this comes from Puritanism that has been around the United States for a long time. So were there any other thoughts you wanted to share on this issue?
Nope, that's it.
Dean, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anything to add to what Dean said there? 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Scott, listening in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm just checking in. Long time. I've been hanging down incognito.
Okay, Scott.
Where's incognito?
Well,
where's Cognito?
This is just an abbreviation. Hey,
okay.
Guys, I'd like to change the topic, what you have on your headline.
Incognito means in disguise.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, I got five things to look for 2012.
Are these predictions?
Wait, before you get to the five things, Scott. Now, you are somebody who's called the show. It's been a while, I mean, several months. You've got more of a religious bent, if I'm recalling correctly. And I'm wondering, how do you feel about folks being naked and going to McDonald's to get some food through the drive-thru?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'll be truth about it, okay? I am a follower of the good Lord. I'm not afraid to say that to anybody. I would like to just say that it is, I feel it's wrong, because I think it's lewdness. I'll leave it at that.
Being lewd? Okay.
But wait a minute.
Okay,
weren't Adam and Eve created nude?
Well, they were, but until when they were deceived by the serpent, then they felt guilty and they put their clothing on.
Well, so what? I mean, so if Adam and Eve felt guilty, what does that mean if I don't feel guilty or somebody else doesn't feel guilty? What if they want to be naked? Why is that bad?
Well, after the serpent, after Eve ate the apple, she then realized that she was naked and covered herself.
Yeah, they felt ashamed.
So,
became modest.
So it's part of what Jesus died for us for is having to feel sinful for being naked around other people.
I'm curious if the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil revealed to them that they were living in sin because it's the knowledge of good and evil, then they became embarrassed after they ate it, so they understood that therefore the implication is that being naked is evil. Why would God allow them to live in evil? I mean, a good, just God create them naked in an evil state and then allow them to go about that way.
Let's get back to Scott here in a moment. We'll bring him back. 855-450-FREE. He had five things he wanted to tell us about something different, so we'll try to get that too. And your thoughts as well are welcome. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. The number 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy the features you will find there for free, including listening options. You can get tuned into our live streams. Broadband and dial-up versions are there free. Around the clock, the latest issue of the latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you. Our radio stations with over 100 affiliates from coast to coast, various times throughout the week they're airing the show. You can find those out and get listening information about how to tune in via satellite, XM satellite radio, as well as free to air, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All of it over at listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. If you've got a business and you need somebody to handle the billing and collections for you, SACL CAI can do that. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty, and you can support Free Talk Live by doing business with the people who do business with Free Talk Live. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We've been talking about nudity here on Free Talk Live tonight and whether, you know, why some people are so upset about it and what the reasons are. What is it that's behind that? Is it just that, you know, God says it's bad because of the Bible, or is there something else going on? Is it simply that people just have this puritanical past that's still sticking with them and they just feel like it's something is just inherently wrong with being naked in a place where children might be able to see them because for some reason that we need to protect children from seeing naked people? You know, please explain. 855-450-FREE. Scott is on the line listening in Wisconsin. And Scott, you're you're kind of more of a religious kind of guy, so you're coming at it from that perspective, saying that it was the Bible in Genesis where Eve ate of the fruit of good and evil, or fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and then became modest, realized she was naked, and decided she wanted to cover up.
Adam followed shortly thereafter.
And so somehow you're saying that because Eve felt, that she felt modest, that therefore that somehow has to apply to all of us, that we're all supposed to cover up?
Okay, can I just address this? That's one of my topics I wanted to talk quick to you about. Let's say, for instance, okay, that you got a beautiful wife, okay? And you probably wouldn't have a problem with her walking out in society nude. But, brother, we got predators. If they see a beautiful woman, what's to say if they don't come with a knife or a gun to go against
their will? So let me see if I've got this straight. The reason why you think that people should... Let me see if I've got this straight. You think the reason why people shouldn't be naked in public is because if they're pretty, there's a chance that some guy just won't be able to stop commencing to raping them just because they're walking down the street naked.
Does this apply to jewelry, too? Because there are thieves out there.
Well, there you go. There you go, Mark. That's what I wanted to discuss is the five things to look for out in 2012. One of them, I foresee, is
Go ahead with your five things.
Carjacking, I think, is going to get worse.
Okay,
number two is carjacking. You probably wonder what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You got to watch out with your groceries when you're coming out of the grocery store.
Jack the grocery cart, okay. Because people are hungry and people are, they need money. There's a down economy. I wouldn't say this is implausible. Go ahead, continue.
The gas jacking, be careful when you're getting gas.
A lot of jacking, 2012. Gas jacking.
One is the ATM jacking. Be careful.
Now, you got to be careful when you're doing gas jacking because you don't want to get that stuff in your mouth with the tube. You know, you're
very, very
hosed down there. Really. ATM jacking, so like hooking up a winch or something to an ATM, that kind of thing?
Well, no, taking your money out.
Oh, just at gunpoint when you're standing there, just somebody coming up?
Yeah.
But they have cameras there?
Yep. And then the fourth one was Mark hit on the head. That was body jacking. And that is if you're wearing a bunch of gold or jewelry, be careful that somebody doesn't come up and hold you up to take that off your body.
I think body jacking is called rape, of which you're just blaming a woman for being naked for. Like, it sounds like you were saying earlier, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that a woman shouldn't be allowed by society to be naked in public because she might get raped.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that's up to a woman because she's going to have to deal with her choice. And her own consequences down the road. But what I'm saying is, when us men, and I know how, when men, because when you see a beautiful woman, we got a lot of predators out here in our country that if they were to see a woman and they came up to her and they said, well, had comments for her, and she said, no, I don't want you to touch me, or whatever, that guy then could get aggressive and say, well, pull out a knife or something.
They have new beaches in places, and there are Cozumel is one of these places where someone I know is moving there, and they are telling me that they do have nude beaches there, and that protocol is that you can be on the beach nude, and it's fine, but if you come into town topless, if you're a woman, then you can expect to get hit on, but that's as far as it goes.
Right, so let me see if I'm clear on what you're saying, Scott. You're saying that if a woman is naked and she's in public, that there's a chance that some guy just won't be able to, hold back. He just has to go up and stick a knife to her throat and rape her. So would that same thing happen if the woman was wearing a teabag and a very skimpy bikini top?
Well, I'm not saying it can't happen with that.
Is the inch or so of cloth, is that really the deciding factor as to whether or not somebody gets raped? My God, I just can't hold back. She doesn't have the inch of cloth obscuring her genitalia. Is that what you're saying?
Well, listen, let's keep this simple. What I'm saying is we got a lot of predators in our country, okay?
Well, and I don't know about that.
If you put that image out before them, and we got a lot of people that are...
How long do you think it'll be? Just tell me, Scott, how long if Allie, who's a very lovely young lady, if she were to walk down the street naked, how long before some crazed raper would come up and hold her up for a raping?
Well, I don't know how it would be out there. It sounds like you're in a good neighborhood. But let's say you go down Chicago or a big city doing that. I'd be a little bit alert of that, wouldn't you say?
Don't you know?
Okay. Well, guys,
okay. Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, we live in a society in which being in a bikini is fairly common. I mean, if you are at a beach or you are in a beach community or whatever, maybe it's just a hot day in the summertime and you want to walk somewhere, you know, men, of course, can be topless in most places. Women can wear the skimpiest of skimpy bikinis. So these things aren't uncommon for people to see. And if what Scott is saying is true, and there's all these predators out there, they're all over the place, and they're just waiting to see a naked woman, then if that were the case, then wouldn't we have more women just, like, on the beach or in beach communities also being raped by these same people because they're flashing almost everything out there?
What I heard from Scott was fear, fear, fear,
yes.
Scared. He actually had the list of jackings that will increase in 2012. Be careful of this, be careful of that, be careful. And, you're responsible for your safety, to some extent, responsible for your safety, the safety of your stuff. These are true things, but I just heard a lot of fear, and I don't want to live in a world of fear. That doesn't mean that I don't think that a certain amount of
caution
is not a good idea. But
it's okay, and I just don't live in that world where everything is so scary. Just around the corner, there's some child molester or some rapist, and you can't let your kids play outside anymore because some guy in a van might pull up, and you can't walk down the street topless because somebody's going to rape you. I mean, that's not the world I live in. And I know there are dangerous people out there, but I don't have that mindset where they're lurking around every bend. Does anybody else have that?
Sure they do.
I'm sure lots of people do.
But you guys don't.
I don't.
My experience is that crime doesn't happen very much to me. I'm sure some neighborhoods it certainly happens more than others. I think that these things tend to perpetuate themselves when they're left undealt with, that they tend to compound. And then when people see that it is a way to operate, that they're incentivized by that way to operate, they operate that way.
And I appreciate that Scott wants to protect women from being assaulted. I get that. But let the ladies make their own decisions for their own bodies and what risks their women take.
He didn't say anything
about
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you features for free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And you can, of course, join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with your calls in a moment, but want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It is happening in February, the 23rd through the 26th, so we are less than 2 months away from this event. And if you haven't gotten online and gotten your tickets, if you haven't registered for this yet, stop waiting, because at some point, the hotel very well could sell out. Remember, we're not going to be the only ones in the hotel that weekend. It's probably going to get to the point where we'll sell out the entire hotel. And I believe the hotel's come close to that in the past.
Yes.
So you don't want to get caught out in the cold. You don't want to have to be literally in another hotel in Nashua if you're going to come to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. I mean, if you want to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who actually give enough of a damn about liberty that are actually going to do something about it, move to New Hampshire, get active. Many of them already have, as we have. We're going to be there broadcasting live from the entire Liberty Forum. And so if you want to come out and see some of the great special guest speakers like Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, Prax Girl, Peter Schiff, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, then get registered while you still can. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code FTL2012. That will save you 10% on the already incredibly affordable convention rates. I mean, conventions are usually pretty expensive just for a couple days. This is a 4-day-long excursion up to New Hampshire, and you can get it for close to $200. In fact, I think after the 10% off, it'll be just under $200. So go and get registered over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use discount code FTL2012. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Brian is listening in Olympia, Washington. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey there.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, these people at the drive-thru,
yes,
I don't really have an opinion on whether or not it really matters, but it's like about it being unsafe. I mean, yeah, it would be unsafe to run around naked because clearly you don't have one of those concealed weapons. And if it turns out you do, well, then I guess you're going to win because that's impressive. But it sounds like she wasn't actually, you know, in any danger because she brought herself a strapping young man with her there to take care of that.
That's a good point. Yes, it was a couple that went through drive-thru naked in Galesburg, Illinois.
And they waited around to get caught to make some type of statement or something.
Maybe they just didn't think they were going to get caught. I mean, they just were enjoying their burger in the parking lot, figured they'd go home afterward.
Maybe they're into food and just decided they wanted to pull over to the parking lot over here. And I don't know. Who knows? I think the implication that they were going to do something, I don't know why else you would pull over to the side of the parking lot.
Yeah, it does seem like it's quite possible.
I've gotten food at a drive-thru before and parked in the parking lot and eaten it.
Yeah, but when you're going there naked, it's like, it seems
it
like
was
they...
a prank.
It's
okay.
A prank.
Okay, so the prank didn't pay off. And now what? How are we going to top the prank that didn't pay off? I know.
Gotcha.
You definitely just... I deliver pizzas and you just don't let them win.
You mean the pranksters?
You know, it's like people will answer the door naked and you're like 32.50 like they were wearing a suit.
Sure.
Yeah. It's nothing to you, but I wanted to talk about how, like, there's no assumption of privacy outside anymore with cameras everywhere.
How people have this presumption of privacy?
No, like, they say there's no presumption of privacy when you're outdoors. Like, you're always being recorded and stuff. It's not there. Well, if you don't have a presumption of any type of privacy, why would you have a presumption that people are going to practice any type of privacy?
So you're referring to this. I suppose that makes a certain amount of sense. You don't have any privacy in public, so therefore, why would anyone assume that these people would act like they have any kind of privacy by wearing clothes?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're shocked when people don't try to refrain with privacy, you know, in a place where there's no privacy.
I suppose.
I see where you're coming from.
Seems like a long thread between those two, but it's there.
Brian, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, actually, about the gas jacking, that really does happen.
Sure it does.
I didn't say those
things didn't happen.
Don't run off and leave your car unattended, or some desperate person will take your gas and put it in their car while you're inside getting some type of tasty treat.
And I think it is true that those things happen more often when the economy's down. I mean, if people are in they feel like they're in a tough spot, they tend to get desperate. So I think that, you know, I didn't say that those things didn't happen. I mean, they certainly do happen. It's just that the guy sure was focused on jackings. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate it.
Very secure.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hello. I want to wish everyone a happy new year and a happy
Kwanzaa. Arbitrary day traveling around the sun.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, I find it interesting. It's kind of like life imitating art. I'm thinking back to Blake Edwards' 1965 film, A Shot in the Dark, with Peter Sellers and Alky Summers, when they leave the nudist colony outside of Paris, and they're in the little mini car, and they're driving through the streets of Paris, and they're stopped at a red light, and there's a bus full of British tourists, a double-decker bus with tourists looking down, and kind of, you know, humorous in a sense. But beyond that, it's kind of ridiculous, actually. There's so much attention focused on that.
Unless they have really good bodies.
I love that.
But what I wanted to say, there is a metaphor that leads into, and that's basically that I feel naked now that we have the indefinite detention legislation that was signed by Barack Obama, that was authored by Senator Levin, and it worries me.
He did sign that at this point? I guess I hadn't gotten that news.
Yeah, it is. It's been signed and it's ready. And also, I think, you know, it's something to think about. Without habeas corpus or the right to due process or to an attorney, you know, we've lost everything. And I think, you know, that's worse than the emperor's new clothing. It leaves us really, you know, on the capricious whims of, you know, a very corrupt government.
Well, it's always been that way. It's just now they've codified it to make it legal.
No, not until Patriot Act, Homeland Security, Military Commissions Act, and this legislation, the new defense authorization legislation.
Sure, but if they wanted to disappear you a decade ago, they could have done it.
They just wouldn't be able to do it under the color of law, right, which I think is an important distinction.
Right, now they can just do it out in the out open, and they can tout it from the rooftop. So they've essentially legalized you know, all of the thuggery that they've always kind of been getting away with.
No, actually what they did, they took away our legal rights. And with this, and it's going to have to be interpreted by the Supreme Court. and it looks like our Supreme Court won't have.
How will it be interpreted by the Supreme Court unless somebody is actually, you know, taken?
Correct, and without the ability to have due process or to go through an adjudication, then really, you know, that seems to be it.
Right. How is it going to get to the Supreme Court?
It's quite tragic right now for the American Republic. It's over.
I just wish they would just stop aggressing against people and like act like it was over because they're continuing to hurt people.
One thing about the American Republic is at one point it was the freest place in the world, and I wish that it would continue to be the freest place in the world rather than traveling down a path of doing the opposite.
Actually, I think Switzerland was the freest place in the world and still is.
There's a big claim. Yeah, I would agree.
According to the various different indicators on the web, Hong Kong is the most economically free place in the world, but that doesn't factor in personal freedom. So it's really hard to make this statement. What is the freest place?
Well,
I think it's pretty clear that it's not the United States anymore.
Correct. I agree with that.
Thanks, Frank, for the call
Bye-bye.
Tonight. I always appreciate hearing from you and the expertise. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Switzerland's constitution was based on the United States Constitution, and I think it was the 1850s or something like that when they adopted it. And so they haven't had as much time for it to come unraveled. One can say what one wants about the Constitution. It is one of the, as far as a country's founding document, it is one of the better ones.
Speaking of countries, we've got some updates on North Korea, one of the worst countries in which to live.
Yes, I don't know that they even have a constitution. If they do, they probably,
I doubt it.
It's really ugly.
Yeah, highly doubt it. So we'll give you some more information on what's going on up there with the crazy folks in North Korea, because they are nuts. Many of them are. I'm sure there are some sane people, but you never get to talk to them.
The people in North Korea or the people?
The people are heavily brainwashed. Now, there of course, must be a resistance movement in North Korea. I mean, we know that those people exist.
Sure.
And obviously, they're very difficult to get for an interview because, you can't get into North Korea if you want to talk to real people. They only they keep you on a very specific track in most cases of where you're allowed to go and with whom you're allowed to interact. There had been a couple of exceptions to that rule, and there was an interesting blog about some guys that ended up getting into North Korea without having a little press secretary hanging around with them the whole time. That was pretty interesting. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It would be very interesting to be able to just interview the average North Korean and, get their opinions about things. But if they were to share negative opinions about, say, Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-il-sung or whatever, they'd likely be executed.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.